Welcome to Man Strong Podcast. This is your host, Clint Locklear, where we are not afraid to think, act, speak, and believe that men are good to go. So I want to tell you a little story. There's a game we're going to play, guys. It's between me and you. It's not just any normal game, because if I win, I get 40% of your income. 40% of your income. I want you to let that sink in. That means every week, after month, after month, after year. 40% of your income. And we're going to play basketball. Now, I'm using this just because I can make this more exaggerated probably than football. But I want you to understand what I'm getting ready to say. This is a game. It's a game that people play. I played basketball middle school, high school, went to state championship three times when I was in high school. I used to make money going to the hood and hustling black people in basketball, so I know a little bit about basketball. I wasn't, I was never seen as a threat because I looked like a football player, but I had skills because I loved practicing basketball. So I know a little bit about this. So this is the rules that we're going to have. Every time you make a basket, you get half a point and I get half a point. Every time I make a basket, I get a full point and you get no points. When you make a free throw, you get 1 point, I get 2 points. When I make a free throw, I get 3 points. Now, we're going to follow the real rules of basketball inside of our game. So that means when you dribble, you can't roll the ball over in your hand the way you see NFL and college players do it, or you get called with a foul. But not me. I got the rules of a rugby player. I don't have to dribble the ball. I can tuck it under my arms and I can do whatever I want to do to get it wherever I want to be. Because remember, we're playing one-on-one here. There's no other teammates. It's just me and you, man to man. So I can tuck it under my arms and run up to the basket and shoot. You've got to dribble up to the basket. If you foul me, I get 15 free throws. If I foul you, I get a free throw. If you ever throw a fit during the game where you don't like these rules, the stands get to come down and burn your house and beat you half to death. Would you play this game? Remember, it's for 40% of your income. If you did, you are a fool. The game is rigged. You play by a certain set of rules. I play by a different set of rules. Yours are more stringent with less points. Mine is wide open and abusive, and I get to do whatever I want to do. But we're playing the same game, but the end results have very real-world consequences because I get 40% of your income if I win, or you get to have 40% of my income if you win. Now, you may be thinking, well, this could be like a Rocky movie or Rudy or something like that where you're just going to be so much better. You're not going to be able to overcome. Even if you're much younger and more nimble than I am, the rules that I played, because I can run with a ball like a linebacker, and I can run your butt over whenever I want to, and I get no consequences. You foul me in any way whatsoever, I get 10 free throws. Remember that. I can shoot free throws. Think about those rules. Would you let your kids play a game that's ran like that? Would you eventually go, well, this makes no freaking sense whatsoever. This is not a game. This is a slaughter set up by the rules. And there's no way to overcome this, so it's not sporting. This is abuse. But we as Americans play this game every day. The Democrats get one set of rules. They never go to jail. They get to do whatever they want. They get to say whatever they want. They get to use the media however they want. They get to cheat on elections whenever they want. And somehow, we're supposed to go vote every 2 to 4 years, and that equals the playing field. Well, see, the way that we're doing this, I want you to follow me a little bit. The way this is happening is just like that basketball game I just set up to you. You're not going to win. If it was LeBron James against me, he probably wouldn't win that game because it's so over the top one-sided with the rules. It's not equal. There's not a level playing field. It's not intended to be a level playing field. And with our conservative side and other people's liberal sides, that's exactly the way it is. They can burn down buildings and they don't get in trouble. They can stab people and they don't get in trouble. They can pull people out of cars and they don't get in trouble. They can steal an election with foreign country members. And it looks like they may get away with it, maybe. Right now, Georgia is in an election where there was a whole bunch of problem with fraud. Nothing changed because that's the rules that are set up. The conservatives are always the nice ones that always follow the original basketball rules. And the liberals come in and make up all these crazy rules, and we wonder why we get our ass kicked so much. You hear me, what I'm saying? Do you feel it? Depending on where you look around for information on the election, depending on where you try to find out information, depends on what you think is real. As we speak right now, there was a hearing in Georgia, which probably you did not find on anything, including Fox News, where during this trial, the quote Trump side logs in to Dominion machines on the internet while they're in trial. They're showing communications coming from somewhere and changing stuff in the machines and information going from the machines to that entity through the internet while they're on trial. And I bet you didn't hear about that with anything normal media-wise. Think about the consequences of that. Because they said they weren't hooked up to the internet, and they were. And they are right now in Georgia. There's something like 40% of Republicans decided they're not going to vote in the Senate race because they know it's rigged and what is the use. Which brings up a really good point for guys. If you want to be a better man, you need to read a book. Get it on tape if you're too busy to read, because you, as you're at work or you're driving down the road, you can play it in audio format. Sansun, The Art of War. The Democrats understand the theology that's behind the old Japanese book of The Art of War. The way the samurais used to decimate their enemy before the battle even started. But apparently, conservatives don't read the book, Sansun, Art of War. We just kind of do stuff on Facebook and try to get something out on Twitter before they block us, or put something on YouTube before they block it. And we get with our little buddies and we'd sit there and rant and rave. While we're playing the same basketball game I started this with, and it's set up so lopsided, why do conservatives play the game? Now, I want to get into that. Before we do that, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. They have a full line of trapping supply. They have lures, baits, traps, snares. They have copper trap tags, of course, Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. They have all kind of stuff for deer, hogs, bear, fish, predator calling. If you're one of these guys that goes out in the woods and you do more than just kind of look at leaves and, you know, stare at the stars, you're probably trying to harvest something. And if that's you, Funky Trap Tags and Supplies is where you want to get your stuff. I deal with them because they're honest. They're a sponsor because I know them, and I know that they're going to do you right. Here's the thing that frustrates the snot out of me when it comes to, quote, conservatives. Half the time, I'm convinced most conservatives are truly cowards by nature. Or they're too stupid to see that the game has separate rules and there's almost no way to overcome them. And they put themselves in this position where it's a bad thing to play the rules of the game, of the actual game. See, I'm 6'2", 275. I lift weights. I do explosion workouts. I do different things like that because I know in my mind as a soldier, I should be ready for the fight, even though I'm not active military anymore. Because I don't know what that fight is, where it's going to be, or who it's going to be with. So I've decided that I need to be ready for it. But if we're playing in a basketball game, even with somebody as gifted, even though his politically asinine ways of looking at the world, LeBron James, with these rules, I would bet my house that I would beat LeBron James. Because I would beat him to death. And the moment he tried to lay hands on me, he gets a foul and I get 10 free throw points. And I'm going to nail 9 out of 10 of them. So he's going to be playing by half a point and a point. And I'm still making points every time he scores, and I get to physically abuse him. It's not something that anybody with any common sense would play. But that's what we in America, we do. I'm not going to say that I know the answers because I really don't. But it's so frustrating when you have one political party that are communist. Let's just face it, what they are, they're communist. They play by a totally separate set of rules that's even backed up by the courts. The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all these other groups, they agree that they have a separate, different set of rules. Because if a BLM member runs over a Proud Boys, they don't get prosecuted. But you let a young kid with an AR-15 stop somebody from executing them in the back of the head with a pistol and he shoots them, he gets prosecuted. And before that, someone tries to beat his brains in with a skateboard and he shoots them, the kid gets prosecuted because he didn't let the other team abuse him. I don't know where in the mineology, if that's even a word, of American men that somehow there's always this white hat and black hat. The good guy follows a separate set of rules, while the black hat, the bad guy, follows his own set of rules. And somehow in the end, through the magic of Hollywood, the white hat wins. No. Look at North Korea. Look at Russia. Look at Venezuela. Look at China. Basically, look at most of the people in the EU. Look at a lot of South American countries. Hell, look at Canada. if you don't play the same rules as your opponent, you are a fool. And for the most part, conservatives are a fool. Because if Trump doesn't pull off some type of miracle on January the 6th, and he doesn't pull the trigger on the Insurrection Act thereafter, there will never be a free election in this country again. It'll only go to the side that's willing to cheat and be the lowest scumbags they can be to get the votes. Congratulations, that could be the new America. It will still say USA. We will still have the stars and stripes. But we won't be anywhere damn close to what your dad and granddad was. It'll be another European country with no nuts, no spine, no intentions of standing up for anything. You just do what your masters tell you to do. Congratulations, people. That's what we're turning into. You want to know why? Because we don't have freaking men in places where men ought to be, like Congress and senators and judges and election leaders. You don't have men, very few men, that are doing those things. You have little bitty soy boys that wet their britches because the other team is threatening them with BLM or Antifa. Soy boys, weak boys, immature boys, they're not freaking men. You want to know why a lot of the country hates Trump? They don't know how to deal with an alpha male. They don't know how to deal with a man. They're used to having little boys that just happen to grown up and have the sexual organs of a male. Most senators and congressmen fall into that category. Most governors fall into that category. Either we play by the same rules as the opposition team, or we change the game. To change the game is going to take time and it's going to cause a tremendous amount of heartache. But I think it's the right way to go. All over social media, you're probably seeing these little posters and memes and stuff, and it's called the Patriot Party with a little lion on there. Red, white, and blue. Yeah, something like that. But you're going to lose several elections. Because the little bitty soy boys that's in Congress, in the Senate, are going to try to scare people into thinking they must play by the other team's rules. And there's no way that a party coming right out of the block is going to kick ass. I think that's a very immature way of thinking. But it could kick ass on a local level. School boards, county commissions, governors, state senates, state congress. Because if you have a strong and you actually put men, And I'm going to say this, can be women but act like men, into political roles at a local level, the federal level doesn't have as much power as they think they do. It's all illusionary once you kind of understand the real game. Right now, there's all kind of people tore up that Biden's going to come after their guns. And he's going to put people in charge that, like the gun czars. And they're going to come around and make you give up your guns. No. They might make them illegal. But I can tell you, in a state like Tennessee, Tennessee right now has basically said they don't even observe Biden as being president-elect, nor will they follow his rules. See, that's a manly way to act when you know it's unconstitutional. But what's going to happen to a lot of you other guys in other states? Since you don't have men, whether they have a vagina or a penis, I could care less. You don't have people that think like men that are running your boards of this and that and the other. They're going to go, oh, that's the law. Let's get something very clear, guys. We haven't been a nation of laws in years. That's something politicians say when they're trying to get their way. That's what media says when someone stands up to them. That's where they use this phrase, nation of laws, where you have people in small businesses and restaurants and gyms and different things like that in the country, which you can find all over social media, hair salons, that go, no, we're not closing because we have a constitutional right to be open. And you don't have a right to tell us to close. Then, the opposite side of that, the ones that want to control you and manipulate you and freak you out and give you as much panic porn as they absolutely can, will start talking about a nation of laws. I will believe we're in a nation of laws when I see Hillary Clinton in an orange jumpsuit for what she did in Benghazi and what she did with the servers and her cell phones, where she blatantly got rid of evidence. I will believe that when all the pedophiles that went down to Epstein's little screw a little girl island or boy island is in prison. I will believe that when looters actually start getting prosecuted. I will believe that when there's tens of thousands of people that cheated in this election on purpose because they were underage, illegal, a felon, or they were from out of state, go to jail and get fined in a serious manner. We all know that's not going to happen. So we're not a nation of laws. We're a nation of will. Men need to have freaking will. We can look at people like Rangers, Green Berets, and Navy SEALs and just admire their will. And we used to be a country where that wasn't just with the special forces operations in the military. Look back to your granddads and their granddads, what they did in World War I and World War II. Men of iron will. Look at us today. A bunch of limp-wristed, weak-spined, scared of everything men. And we wonder why we're getting ran over. We become feminized, our politics have become feminized. We just turned into a bunch of little beta boys. It's not going to change until the men of this country go enough. They learn this very simple rule, or not rule, but word, no. That's a powerful word. No. The other day, I had to go to Walmart for something. I didn't think to grab a mask. I don't live in a place where we really wear masks that often. But Walmart's got this policy that you're supposed to wear a mask. I'm going through the door. Guy walks up to me. Sir, you need to put a mask on. I just told him one word. No. Because he was not a real man and had no conviction in what he was saying. He basically just shrugged his shoulders and turned around. No. There's enough scientific evidence now out of a study out of Sweden and Denmark where there's no statistical difference whatsoever of giving COVID-19 or getting COVID-19 with masks, that us wearing masks shows nothing but stupidity and a single way of thinking that we think that somebody, because they wear a white coat, is smarter than you are. No. How do you change the game? Politically, it's not going to be easy, because you got politicians that are squirrely and greasy and wormy. And we keep electing these people because they keep having us scared to death of the other side, which is pretty scary. Because the only option is Republican and Democrat. No, it's not. I don't know what a patriotic party would look like. But if it sounds like what they're talking about now, I'm on board. F the Republicans. I want some freaking men in Washington. So we used to have men in Washington. You ever seen those pictures of Washington going across the Delaware? Really cool painting. You can see it at the Smithsonian. I actually have that as a screenshot on my computer. It's the background when I pull up my computer. General Washington was with the troops. Presidents used to go to war with their troops. They used to be real men. They wouldn't sin. See, a real man is not going to ask another man to do something he's not willing to do. Not going to happen. Leaders lead from the front. Men lead from the front. You don't see that now, do you? You can't even find that in most CEOs. A bunch of spoiled little brats. How do you change the game? You don't play their game. You don't let them go, this is a nation of laws. F you. You can shove it up where the sun doesn't shine. You don't get to tell me it's a nation of laws only when that makes it easier for you to get your way. No, when it's a nation of laws, it'll be a nation of laws. If you're a business in a state that's telling you to close and you don't open, one, you're a coward. And I don't even think you're a real man. Because you're worried about what? A fine? Well, until enough people stand up to that, it's not going to go to the Supreme Court, and that fine's probably going to be taken away anyway. Why do Americans think the governor of a state has any right whatsoever to close another man's business? And if someone thinks that they do have that right, you are just a dripping wussy. That's all you are. You can go online and watch people tear up fines. You can see them chase the little code people out of their businesses. You can see them chase away sheriffs. Those are freaking men. Not wusses. Not boys. Men. Is there going to be repercussions? Probably. Almost guaranteed. Men will die on their feet before they beg on their knees. And most men that I know today are more than willing to beg on their knees because they're afraid of what will happen if they stand up. Change subjects just a little bit. I'm seeing all kind of stuff on social media, people all pissed off because they're afraid they're not going to get their $600 or their $2,000 check. That is sad to me. Please listen to what I'm getting ready to say. If you're not making enough money to do what you need to do as a man, change the freaking game. change the game. If you're in a no-end job, but you've got security and you're barely getting by, change your freaking game. Learn some new skills. Take some risk. Stand on your own two feet. I'm going to give you a secret. Learn how to make $50. $50. What does $50 buy? Probably won't even buy you and your wife a nice dinner with an appetizer and a couple of drinks. $50. Learn $50. Change the freaking game. Learn how to make $50. How do you make $50? Hell, I don't know. It's you, not me. I've learned all kinds of ways to make $50. You can cut somebody's grass and make $50. You can clean their car and make $50. You can start a service where you go get older people their groceries and make $50. If you're mechanical, you've got all kinds of ways to make $50. If you're a home improvement type guy, there's thousands of ways to make $50. Why is $50 important? Because if you can make $50, you can learn to make $100. And if you can learn to make $100, you can learn to make $200. What I see, I've been an entrepreneur for almost my entire life, except the military and a few years after. What men are afraid of is making $50. And they don't see the power in that. Because if you can do it once, you can do it twice, and you can do it 1,000 times. What most people want to have is this grand multi-million dollar idea of business that they're just going to dream up and not have to really work for. And there's going to be money there for them to do whatever it is they've got in mind to do. And then they're going to be able to sit back and smoke cigars and drink whiskey and talk about how smart they are. And that ain't the real world. Learn. If you're not making enough money, come up with a way tomorrow to make $50. Then do it again. Then do it again. Then do it again. Then do it again. If you start looking around your world and you can't figure out a way to make $50, I'm not sure what to tell you. If you're looking around the world and you want to go, well, I make $100,000 a year in a job that I absolutely hate, that's making me absolutely freaking miserable, where I'm probably going to die a lot younger, some disease because cortisol is eating my body alive, and I'm drinking all the time and smoking all the time because I'm trying to find some way to get out of this. But I'm afraid to do something on my own. You need to look at yourself. Are you a man? Are you not? $50. We live on a lake. Me and my wife, after 20-something years of saving money and working our ass off, we finally got a place that we are really proud of on a lake. I can make $500 a weekend, no question, by just taking Cokes and water and ice cream out to a couple of these islands where all these drunk people get out there and sit there all day. And if you show up with something to buy, they're going to buy it. Wouldn't cost very much money at all to do. I could smoke hamburgers on my Traeger grill and take them out there and sell them for $10 a piece, and I couldn't grill enough of them. When I was a kid, before car detailing was a thing, I used to go around on a bicycle with a milk crate on the front with the waxes and the polishes and the Armoralls and all that and garden hoses strapped to the back. And back in this would have been in the early 80s, and I was getting $40 a car, and I would spend about 3 or 4 hours on those cars. Now, if you go get a car detailed, it's $100. If you can find somebody to even do it, because it's menial work. There's money everywhere. If you're having trouble playing the money game the way you're playing it now, change the game. If you're struggling with your spouse, change the game. Quit competing with your spouse. Y'all are a team. It doesn't matter who's right or wrong. It doesn't matter all the stuff that all the arguments are about. Every time you have an argument, you need to sit back and go, what was that really about? And don't try to be right. Change the game. That's what men ought to be taught how to do all the time, is change the game. And I'm afraid that's going to kill us as a country because we're not taught that anymore. If you go back to your granddad, probably, great-granddad, absolutely. They probably did 3 or 4 things to make money. Most people today don't do that. Why did your great-grandparents do that? Because it was more secure. Why do I have revenue streams personally, me? Because it's more secure. I don't have a great big business. I've got revenue streams. Some good, some bad, some work sometimes, some of the times they don't. Revenue streams. Learn how to change the game. Politically, do not give in to the nonsense that everybody's trying to push. Stand up. You will be amazed how many other people are just looking for somebody to have a backbone. They're thinking it. They're mumbling it. They're just afraid to say it. You be the catalyst of going, no, you're a guy or a girl. You're not a horse. You're not a deer. You're not a pansexual, whatever the hell that means. You're a guy or a girl. If you've got some kinky stuff you like doing, I don't care. But you got an innie or an outie. That's science. The science doesn't show that masks save anybody with coronavirus. If you believe that, stand up for it. When liberals start talking about all this systemic racism, go, you're a freaking idiot. Give me an example. They won't, but they're just not used to people standing up to them. See, that's something men used to do. And people knew men would do this so they wouldn't act like fools all the time. And that's what we are now, as a nation of fools. Change your game. I want to talk about another game, which we talk about on here a lot, which some of you may or may not get into, but I talked about the 1 pound plate, or the 8 ounce plates to put 1 pounds on a bar last week. Chip apparently got some calls about these plates. And I want to talk a little bit about how I think the proper way to use these are. And it's a very simple, if you didn't hear it last week, it's a very simple premise. When you have weight sets at the gym, most gyms only have 5 pound plates. Some have 2.5. When I bought some of the weights I've got in my personal gym, it had some 2.5, some 5s, 10s, 25s, 35s, 45s. Once you push yourself to a certain point, 5 to 10 pounds going up can be a struggle, to say the least. But almost anybody can put 1 pound, 8 ounces on each side and shoot that up. And I was talking about that. But here's where I want to make sure that I don't get anybody going down the wrong path. I was talking about benching 325. This week, I went up to 326. Guys, that's not a max. That's probably about 90% of what I can max on a bench press. Like I said, I'm not bragging. There's girls on Instagram that are way stronger than I am. That's not a brag. But what I don't want you to do is to get these 8-ounce plates and try to max everything out. You know, I think you're better off to pick 5 or 6, 7, 8 things over that you're going to do over the course of the week. Like for me, it's bench press. It's a seated military press, front press. I've got one curl exercise I do on that. I've got one tricep exercise I do on that. I'm using it on the deadlift, calf raises, and I think that's it. But I'm not maxing out every week to try to get that other pound. If you max out every week, you're going to run out of juice really, really quick. Like for my box squats. Box squatting for me with a safety squat bar is, I just maxed out. Well, it wasn't totally a max out. I still had some more, but it was very difficult at 300. I think it was 360 pounds. So what do I do with that? Just like I did on the deadlift, I go back to 75% of that, whatever your number is. Whatever that number is, I do that the first week. I add a pound. I add a pound the next week. I add a pound the next week. I'm not maxing out every week with these one pound bars. I have a feeling if you do that, you're going to be asking for trouble. On the curls, it's for a set of 10. I just add a pound. Hell, I don't even know the pound's on there. My body does. Next week, I'll add a pound. Then I'll add a pound. Now, Chip actually made for me 4-ounce plates. So on smaller muscles like triceps and biceps and shoulders and stuff, I may eventually start using 0.5 pound a week. The point is you get to continuously make PRs and you're continuously getting stronger. Because if you do lift weights now, and I watch a lot of people lift in gyms, some of them for over a year, they lift the same weight now that they did 12 months ago. It seems really hard because they've never made their body adapt. All these 1-pound plates do, or these 8-ounce plates do, is make your body adapt in a way that it can use it. Because if you're going up on bench press, say you're at 300 pounds and you're at a, you know, you're using about 90%. You go up to 5-pound plates on each side, now you're at 310, and then you're at 320, 330. You can see how you're going to run out of juice a whole lot quicker because you can't adapt to that. The smaller plates give you a reason that you can continuously raise, because I can tell you, when I benched and I sent it to Chip just so he could see it because it was really cool to me, about 90% of my bench is 325. I put 326 on there. I could not tell a difference. Next week, I'll do 327. Then, I've got 2 weeks of hypertrophy. I don't go heavy. I do 2 weeks of heavy and 2 weeks of hypertrophy. That seems to be, for my age and my body and everything, that seems to be working out about the best. I don't lose the strength, and I don't lose the growing of the muscle size. So when I get sick, as I get older, I've got something I can lose, and I can actually have some size there that I can play with. Use any technique that you're going to use in weightlifting. Think of it as a year progression. Not a month, not a week, not a quarter, a year. If you can continuously add a pound to a 300-pound bench, in 1 year, you're doing 350. In 2 years, you're doing 400. Now, somewhere in there, I promise you, eventually, you're going to run out. That's okay. Change the exercise. I'm not a power lifter. I'm not competing. Once my bench stagnates, I'll probably go to incline bench or close bench. And I will build that son of a gun up as high as I can, safely, using only 1 pound at a time. So my ligaments and my tendons and my joints and my bone density can keep up. And I can do it healthily and safely. £50 a year, £25 a year, that's a big deal, man. I mean, if you're benching 200 pounds now, and in 2 years you're benching 300, and in 4 years you're benching 400, look at the difference, the strength that you will have as a man by doing that. You're just going to be more functional in life. That's the reason I'm doing this. It's not for looks. It's not for breaking records. But I will tell you one thing about these 1 pound weights. It's psychologically, it's really cool. Every week that you use them, you break a record. Every week. Use them on different exercises. I wouldn't do it on everything because your body can only do so much. You have to be able to recover. But pick your stuff and use them smartly. I just wanted to clarify that because I didn't want someone thinking they should max out every week if they didn't know that they should. Now, if you're young and you've never lifted, I don't think you're going to hurt yourself for about a year, year and a half. When you get 50 plus like I am, maxing out all the time, I'm not sure that's the most advantageous way to go about this. Listen to your body. If it feels wrong the day you're doing it, don't do it. You got next week. You got next month. Don't do anything stupid. Be smart about it. Figure out a way to get stronger. Figure out a way that you as a man can get better. And remember, the game you play, guys, is the game you play. Let everybody else play their own games. You don't have to be part of it. And I'll talk to y'all next week.